This is the Solution Building Podcast with Mark Eastman. Thank you for listening. Today's solution, when your calendar gets hijacked.
If you're in the construction business, I'll bet you've asked yourself, how can running a business be this hard? There's never enough time to get everything done. I'm barely making minimum wage. I could work less and make more if I were flipping burgers. It sucks that nobody told you the business side of construction would be like this. I'm Mark Eastman, and as a professional builder and general contractor for over 40 years, I've felt that pain. That's why, as the owner of Timber Creek Construction, I developed systems to make the business side of construction easier. Welcome to the Solution Building Podcast, where we'll discuss construction problems and solutions. Now, here's my friend, Nick Natarella, with this week's solution.
When your calendar gets hijacked. Why flexible rigidity isn't just a nice idea, but a survival skill. Today was not the day I planned. I was going to share more about journaling and how it helps me be more productive. Sometimes things just don't go as planned. Have you ever had one of those days where your calendar might as well have been written in disappearing ink? Yeah, today was one of those days. It started with a full to-do list, as always, and some solid momentum. But then, one by one, things popped up. Little fires, surprise meetings, last-minute site visits, you name it. Before I knew it, half my day had been chewed up by stuff I didn't plan. And I'm a planner. I like having systems. I like clarity. I don't just wing it and hope for the best. But days like today remind me, if you don't build flexibility into your plans will break. There's a balance that most construction guys, especially business owners, struggle with. It's this tug-of-war between structure and adaptability. Some folks lean so hard into being reactive that they never really lead anything. Others get so rigid in their calendar that the smallest disruption derails their whole week. But the goal is to live in the middle. I call it flexible rigidity. It's the ability to shift gears without losing direction. It's staying focused on the why, even when the when and how change without warning. To be clear, being flexible doesn't mean being flaky, and being rigid doesn't guarantee progress either. The sweet spot is learning how to adjust without losing sight of what matters most. It's knowing when to bend and when to hold the line. That kind of balance doesn't always come naturally, but it can be learned. So today, even though the checklist didn't go exactly as planned, the priorities still got handled. The important things moved forward. Not on the timeline I expected, but I adapted, shifted, and kept going. This is real life when you're running a construction business. It's not always tidy. It's rarely predictable. But if you've got a clear vision and some room to bend, you won't break when the unexpected shows up. Here's a question worth asking. Are you building your business with enough structure to move forward and enough margin to adjust when life throws curveballs? Hopefully next week doesn't throw quite as many, and we will discuss journaling. If you're wrestling with curveballs or have journaling questions, you don't have to figure this out alone. Click the link below in the description and schedule your free 30-minute consultation call, and we can talk. Speaking of not having to do things alone, I couldn't have gotten everything done today without the help of my amazing assistant, Emily. This post was done by her pulling information from previous posts and putting them together in a way that made my point about the day. Thank you, Emily.
Thanks for listening to the Solution Building Podcast. If you'd like more information on business systems and coaching that can help you be more successful, check out the blog archives at solutionbuilding.net. While you're there, download a free copy of the 7 bid mistakes that cost contractors a fortune and how to avoid them. It'll show you how to save time, be more profitable, and have satisfied customers. At Solution Building, we find solutions and build dreams through coaching, consulting, and constructing. This is Mark Eastman, and thanks for taking the time to listen to me thinking out loud.